Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill Guerin here. We appreciate him coming on. I'm broadcasting from home today, and the gal has just made some navy bean soup that is just unbelievable. Can I, while we chat, can I just have the soup periodically during the conversation?
100%. You can call me Billy.
Yeah. William, does anybody, okay, when you're in trouble with your wife,
no.
Who are you, Bill, Billy, if, William, who are you?
If my wife ever called me Bill, it just wouldn't happen. It's Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Yes. When people call me Bill, she doesn't even know, she doesn't think they're talking to me. It's Billy.
Did your parents ever call you anything out?
Billy.
Were you Bill? Were you Billy right away?
Billy. Right away. My dad was right. Bill.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the president of hockey operations. I view Russo as the vice president of hockey operations because seemingly he knows
everything.
And you're right. Ask him. And I think he's great. And he informs me all the time.
Mike's great.
Yeah, I would mean this. He has covered your beat as well as anybody I've witnessed in my life. I mean that, and I literally like Mike, and I know you do too. But he, in his story in The Athletic, said you would be spending the morning as the man in charge of the men's hockey team for the United States of America, informing players who has made it and who has not. Have you finished that task today?
I have not. I have not. I still have some names to get through. I'm in the process right now. In some cases, obviously this has been an amazing experience. There have been some, on the other side, there have been some really hard phone calls to make today too.
Yep.
But in the end, we're making decisions on, just trying to put a team together to give ourselves a chance to win. And, whenever you're trying to do something great or worthwhile or meaningful, you have to make tough decisions, and that's part of it.
Let me talk about the tough calls. When more of the players hear the tough news, do more guys just say, thanks, understand, or do some want to understand? Because, listen, those are not easy calls. These are players who have been celebrated throughout their career and are used to being on the first line, being stars. And
yeah.
Because you have so many players, great players aren't going to make your team.
They are stars, yeah. And I will say, to the ones I've spoken to so far, they've handled it like stars. All big boys, all professionals. Disappointed, yes, but I can say they've all handled it incredibly well in a tough situation.
you are going to announce this full team. Is it on the Today Show Friday? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Today's Wednesday. Yes.
Would you like to break the news here?
No. No. Yeah. We want to reach many people, not.
Wow.
28 that listen to this segment.
28. Where'd they get the eight?
I was thinking
it's gone up. It's gone up.
Yeah. Michelle's not listening, so I think it's three. You know, so I've got three right now. Oh, can I ask you this? How different is the team from the Four Nations team?
There are going to be some changes, but not a ton. I just really don't want to get into specifics because I haven't made all the calls yet. So I appreciate it. But yeah, of course, we're making a couple changes.
Okay. The debates, I'm sure, have been going on literally since you were named, right? And you had to go through this with the Four Nations, and it was a tremendous tournament. I love the hockey, and I know you wanted to win the last game. But, you know, both games against Canada were great. So were the other games. So how did the process go? Because you're surrounded by smart guys. You're surrounded by gentlemaners. Take me through that. And did it come down to a couple guys? Did it come down to four guys? How tough was it in the end to make the final decisions?
Well, it's been a great process. And, you know, as a whole, it's probably been about a 2-year process getting to this point. And, you know, like I've always said, I have great support. Chris Kelleher, who's, you know, with me at the Wild, Tom Fitzgerald, Bill Zito, Chris Drury, Stan Bowman. You know, these are all general managers in the league and, you know, very, very smart guys. And the thing that I loved about our group, or I love about our group, is we're all different thinkers. We all have different ways of looking at the game, different thought processes. And, you know, and they challenge me and, you know, and sometimes it's, hey, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate just to do it because you need to think about this. And I really appreciate that. I don't know everything. I don't ever pretend to. You always have to listen to other people and, they've just made me stronger. And, it's been a great group to work with. A very good process to go through. So many good players. And I think we'll have a really good team.
Bill Guerin is here. We're talking right now about his role as the man in charge. He's the boss of the men's hockey team. And I think a lot of us who enjoy hockey a lot can't wait to when that starts with the Milan Olympics in early February. I'm not talking a name, but let me just give you a hypothetical. Let's say it's one of the guys who your core thought he's going to be on our team. And the guy is just not off to a good start. It's I mean, not playing disastrous by no means, but to the standard that player normally would play up to for the first 2 months, not quite there. How do you balance that when we're still, you know, 5 weeks away or so, and this hypothetical person has enough of pedigree for you to think, this is not how this player is going to play or has played throughout the totality of his career?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. But, yeah, I think you really have to look at the body of work that that player's had over the years, the situation that the NHL team is in. You know, are they a strong team? Are they struggling? Are they, you know, a new team, like a lot of new players? Did they go to a new team? There's so many different things that go into it. You know, how well do we know this person? You know, and it doesn't have to be me. It can be one of the other guys on the staff and just say, hey, look, I believe in this guy. I think he'll be ready. You know, this is a big weight too, for the players to carry around. This is, something that so many of these guys want to be involved in, and that can be, you know, a burden, a mental burden. And when it's lifted, you know, it can kind of free up some, you know, a little mental capacity and stress and things like that. So I believe in the people. And, you know, I just, have to look at a lot of different things and then make my decision.
Canada's team was announced a few hours ago. They're bringing back their same 8 defensemen, 10 of the forwards from the team, and they're bringing only one goaltender back. They're making some changes there. What is your assessment of that group, and is there anything about their team when they announced it that surprise is too dramatic, but maybe it was not quite what everybody expected?
No, you know what? I'm not going to comment. That's Canada's team. That's their business. That's not mine. I'm not going to assess anything that they did. I'm just focused on our guys right now in Team USA.
Is the rink done?
It will be.
I mean, like,
pretty confident.
The day before? Huh? I mean, the morning of? I mean, what is?
Hey,
it seems like that matters.
It'll get done. Yeah, it'll get done.
Dave, shouldn't he be more concerned that the rink might not be available for the actual competition?
I like the confidence. Can't be confident.
What am I going to do?
Chip in with a
hard hat on and, yeah, finish her up?
Yeah, get my tools. I'll go over to Italy and, you know.
Bring the meatball recipe.
Hey, listen, I'll bring the meatball recipe.
That's very good.
That's just noise. That's noise. That's a media thing that you guys have a blast with. That social media does. There's some funny memes on it, all that stuff. But I got enough to worry about. I can't worry about
that.
True. It'll be ready. It'll be ready, and we'll be ready to go. I don't care when it's finished or what size it is. We'll be ready to go.
All right. When we come back, on his team, some quality wins of late. Is he confident enough in his meatballs that he could go to an Italian restaurant and say, hang with me? His first job, did he ever have a construction job? And how is New Year's Eve with Bill Guerin? He's back in moments on CCO. Back with Bill Guerin.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Billy, this is almost like a pregame show. I mean, your team is playing in 40 minutes in San Jose as this long road trip takes place because of World Juniors. We'll get to that, too. You've had a lot of impressive wins. Where does the last game, where you end up defeating Vegas and you were in complete control, at one point up five, among your better games of the year, where does that one rank?
Well, you're only as good as your last game, so it was good. It was really
good.
I mean,
today?
the guys came out and played. You know, they were ready to go. Fast start, yeah. Detailed, and took advantage of their opportunities. So it was good. And I really like the third period because Vegas, they're a very good team, and they pushed. They pushed us, and to me that was more than the start. The finish was good because we didn't break and we continued to play, even though they got a couple. It was just staying with it and playing winning hockey. So I was more happy about that part of it than the big lead. I like to see our team playing winning hockey.
First half of the season, is Matt Boldy your best player through the first 41 games?
I think so. I think he's been the most consistent, for sure. He's been really good. And the thing is, it's a consistency. You know, it's been every night. He's driving the play. He's been great.
Well, I feel like also, and again, you know these things immensely better than me, you can play him everywhere, right? I mean, he's on your penalty kill. He's on your power play. You have to switch up your lines. There were times before when he was emerging where you'd say, there'd be a game, you'd be like, man, that guy's dominant. And then there's another game where he would vanish. Watching you guys play a lot this year, I don't remember any game where I wasn't noticing Matt Boldy.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the consistency has been the big thing. And I think when you start to see guys put up big numbers, it's not just, a big night here, a big night there. They're consistent every single night. Chipping in all different ways, but I think he's really embraced the defensive part of the game too. Like you mentioned, the penalty kill and things like that. He's playing a full 200-foot game and making the most of his his offensive opportunities and creating a lot. So that consistency is when you're putting up big numbers like that. The consistency is definitely a huge factor.
It's one thing when you're a manager of a team and you see a star player when you play him and when you're scouting, but it's also very different when you get to see a guy every day, whether it's a practice or when you're behind the scenes or on the games themselves. What is even more unique about Quinn Hughes now that you get to see him all the time?
Honestly, I think the skating, it's really incredible. Like you think a guy's got him, like he's on him. And then he kind of turns the net and just separates himself. And, obviously his escape moves. His skating is really incredible. It's been fun to watch.
What was Bill Guerin's first job as a kid?
My first job, honestly, I had two jobs. I worked for a short time on the maintenance crew at my high school for a summer. And then
we're talking like grounds crew or outside.
Yeah. And then But my biggest job, that was only for like one summer I did that. But my biggest job is I was an instructor at Gary Dineen Hockey School. And Gary was my junior coach, and he had all of his players, not all of his players, but some of his players come in and be instructors. So for 2.5 months in the summer, I was on the ice, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, teaching anywhere from, 6-year-olds to 16-year-olds. And that was probably a big part of my development, because he would make us demonstrate all the drills, and we'd have to, run all these drills with these kids, but we had to show them how to do it. So I was constantly on the ice, constantly doing all these skating drills. And I really think that job helped me develop as a player. And it was great. I was probably a B-minus instructor, but I was A-plus at the snack bar.
Okay. So when you're going to get the kids a snack, what was your go-to at this
point? No. They got their own.
Oh. Did you work the snack bar?
No. I just, I was growing. I needed multiple hockey rink pizzas and hot dogs every day.
Yeah. Why not?
My fellow instructors, actually one year, because we would give the kids report cards at the end of their 2 weeks. And I remember the guys did a fake report card for me. And it was all about my time spent at the snack bar.
Okay. Bill Garrett is with us. Now, were you a hard grader? I mean, are you telling a 6-year-old, have you considered basketball? I mean, would you be that tough or were you kind?
Those were always the conversations. But no, I was a very easy grader.
Dave, can't you just see this? Like, the parents are up there and Bill's handing out the grade and comes up there and the kid goes, "Why should I start skiing more, Mom and Dad? What does that mean?" I mean,
you're going to have to ask me about this again when we have more time, because we'll run out of time. But I have some great stories from that time.
Right, we will,
because I went to the hockey school too as a young kid.
Got it.
And it was just different times. But just ask me again; it's hilarious.
Okay, we'll get to it. I don't know a high-end place in Milan, but we both know somebody who I guarantee does. And his first name sounds like Lou, and his last name sounds like Nanny. Are you willing to go to a high-end Italian restaurant, get your meatball recipe up against him, and say, what do you think of that?
I would put mine up against him any day of the week.
Well, not Louis, but like the chef at some high-end Italian restaurant.
Yeah, of course. Oh, of course God. I would. Why wouldn't I?
Harrigan, we have to make this happen.
I'd love it. Pepsi challenge with the meatballs.
And when it comes to Louis, it's not Louis. It's Francine. I would not enter a contest against Francine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know that. I mean, I'm not saying, and again, we want Louis to set up some great restaurants. So, okay. Tonight, we are reporting exclusively is New Year's Eve. You're going to watch your club play in just a little bit. Are you having more? I mean, do we have more of the meatballs still left from Christmas, or where are we at?
No. They're gone. They're all gone.
Okay. What kind of New Year's Eve celebration?
You know what? I don't know. We are not big New Year. Never have been big New Year's Eve people. My wife and I will stay in, like we always do, and. I don't know. I'm going to watch the 5 o'clock game here at the World Juniors.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go home and, we're just going to chill out. We'll see if we make it to midnight, but, I don't know. Just not a big New Year's Eve guy.
I need to ask about World Juniors and let you go. What has impressed you most so far when you've had a chance to watch?
you know, it's just the skill level of these kids. Like, they just, I mean, I played in two World Juniors, and it was amazing. I actually played against Russia when they had McGilney, Fedorov, and Bure as their top line, and it was,
oh my God,
incredible. It was. Oh, I was like, yeah, change right wing. I can't keep up. But the skill level of all these young guys, and you know, it's really just incredible. Some of the things they do with the puck and the way they skate, and you know what, how much they care. You know what, they understand that playing for your country really means something, and you know, they're putting their heart and soul into it. And I love the passion. I was there the other night at the U.S. game, and just the excitement of it, and yeah, the passion and emotion that they play with when they're playing for their country. I love it.
Always appreciate it, sir. We enjoy it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, and be safe until then.
That sounds great, my friend. Have a happy new year.
I will. Billy Guerin with us, Wild Roland, and on Friday will announce the hockey team he's in charge of with a lot of people helping, but the men's hockey team with Bill as the general manager. Let's check traffic and weather when we come back on CCO.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do, and we realize the audience is quite different today. People day off or not listen normally, and a lot of people have checked out. So anybody who's still tuned in, we appreciate it greatly. What is your New Year's Eve drink? You could have any drink. Alcohol, non-alcohol, what is it? What would you like to have in an ideal world tonight for New Year's Eve? Text away, 651-461-9226. I'll get to a couple contenders that I have here from Dave. I get your text, but how about this one? Jack Smith, who was special counsel investigating the then 45th president of the United States, now 45th and 47th president of the United States, and ran out of time. Didn't get it done. Brilliant lawyering by Trump's team. He wins, it ends, and as usual, Donald Trump wins. So the House Republicans feeling themselves a little bit. I mean, they got the Senate, got the House, they got their boss back. Let's bring Jack Smith in here. We'll read him the Riot Act. We'll show him who is the boss. And Jack Smith goes, sure, I'm in. And they go, thought we'd have to do a lot of stuff. Nope, I'm in. He says one thing. Let's do it in public. Jack Smith says, let's let everybody consume the information, whether they love or hate the president, voted for him, didn't vote for him. Maybe the two people still don't have an opinion on Donald Trump. We can all see it, Dave. I mean, we want to see what Jack Smith had on the, hey, I'm playing jarts, and there's some classified documents showing us how to attack Iran. Or here's what Donald did in trying to overturn a fair election. The Republicans go, here's the date, but guess what? We're going to do it behind closed doors. Trump acts like he wanted Jack Smith out front. Okay. So now on January 31st in the afternoon, I mean, you got to give him credit. The Republicans release the Jack Smith deposition now. I mean, you think, Dave, the Friday 4:30 put bad news out is skillful. December 31st at about, you know, 1:30. That's impressive. And it's cowardly, of course.
I don't see a problem with it anytime the news is out. People will be all over it tonight, Chad. That's what people are going to be discussing at their New Year's Eve gatherings, whether they're at a house, whether yes. out about town. I'm sure it'll be, you know, discussion at the table with Adam and his pals over at Mancini's. They'll all have the documents printed and out, reading them to each other, highlighting their favorite passages.
If you're Team Trump, you couldn't be more happy. And if you're a listener, and thank you for listening, admit it, you don't want this info coming out. There's no way your guy looked good. So, but it is Mr. Transparency. I'm the most transparent president ever, and this is when they're releasing the information. It's too good to be true. All right, Dave Harrigan, you can have any drink. Like, you want to give me two or three drinks? Do you put on, like, a dinner jacket? Do you have slippers? Is it velour? Is it velvet? When you're sitting around, does Lindsay call you daddy? I mean, what? Paint the picture at your house.
I've got one of Hugh Hefner's old smoking robes.
Nice.
I also carry a pipe with me. It's just bubbles, though. It's not tobacco.
Can't go wrong with one of those, by the way. I mean, whether you're, you know, whatever age I'm at, I guess 60.
Yeah.
God, I'm proud of that. Or 12. The bubbles coming out of a pipe, still funny.
Absolutely, yes. You get that that cross-section between looking serious and stately, and then here comes the bubbles.
Yes, that is very good. Give me a drink or two you'd like to have tonight.
New Year's Eve never really feels like a beer night, I don't think.
No.
Wine, not really my jam nearly as much as is yours. You know, the bubbles, the champagne, fine. We can toast with that at midnight, I guess. We'll have a couple sips and that's good. But give me something classy. Give me, if it comes to liquor, I'm a brown liquor guy. So give me an old fashioned or a Manhattan.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is a lot of people, you know, look at those as very similar drinks.
They are.
I love an old fashioned. I detest a Manhattan.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I know this will shock you. I was out recently. Not the last 5-6 days, but the 2 months when I went out about every night. And one night, I'm with a buddy, and he's like, yeah, I always get the old-fashioned. Try the Manhattan. I'm sure. I said, no, thank you.
Interesting. Ugh. Wow.
I just did not like it. I love an old fashioned. I just think it looks like a great drink, tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
You can have variations of it. Man, I'm a big fan. Now, I will admit. Now, of course, I haven't even decided if I'm drinking or not tonight because I don't know yet. Let's. Yesterday, I was sweating throughout the show, so I'm not sweating today. So I feel like that's progress. It might have to just be a Pepsi in a can. There is Pepsi in a can in the house. And I have to have some pleasure. Among the gifts the gal got me, hot chocolate maker. So you know that baby will be used not just on New Year's Eve, but it'll be an August 12th day when it's 97 degrees out, and I'm going to fire that baby up. Where does Dave Harrigan stand on champagne?
It's fine. I'll have a glass. I'll have a couple sips, but it's not really my thing. But I need to go back. A hot chocolate maker? Like it's hard? So you need a machine to make it for you?
Oh, it's a special one.
Explain.
I think it's the Velvetizer, I think Michelle called it.
Well, if it's the Velvetizer, is it the Velvetizer 2.0 or 3.0?
Oh, they don't even have... This one is so good. There was no need for the 2.0. We were experimenting with the other day. It didn't help, though, when Michelle inadvertently spilled some hot chocolate on me. I did not appreciate that. It might have been intentional. Is it possible? It was, you know, she's come to her senses and felt, well, if I burn him, then he won't keep calling me.
Well, it's not good right now, your relationship with Michelle and hot chocolate, because she tricked you with the cup of coffee a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Which you thought was hot chocolate. Now she's scolding you with burning hot from the Velvetizer.
Yeah, from the Velvetizer. She did say to me, because it was a little late, I got you one more present that's going to arrive, and I think you're really going to like it. I go, well, can you give me a clue? She goes, it's called the Velvetizer. I'm like, hey now. Mm. I mean, what do we got going here, you know? I like it. Okay. This person says mimosas. Again, I've come around on champagne. I used to be very dismissive of the champagne. I've come around. The mimosa, and I really like orange juice. What a bold take that is. I like orange juice. It's really shocking. Put that on the Twitter machine. I don't know. The mimosa, no thanks. A maple old-fashioned. There's so many ways to go. How about this comment? Combo. Diet Coke and a joint.
That's now, your jam. Go for it. I wouldn't do it together. I'd do one at a time.
You could be going back and forth.
Well, back and forth. I'm just saying, well, the joints in your mouth, maybe don't sip the Coke.
No. Bohemia dark beer. Dark beer ever done anything for you?
I like a Guinness. Yeah, I can do some dark beer. It's kind of a one, maybe two and done, but usually just one.
The la-di-da warning, the Guinness in the home country is about 700% better. It tastes much better there. Blackberry brandy. Where does Dave stand on a little blackberry brandy?
I've never had a blackberry brandy, but I'd be happy to give it a shot.
This is the delinquency that was my upbringing when we would go to a liquor store in junior or senior high school and randomly ask a stranger to buy us alcohol. Our jam for a while was to drink blackberry brandy. We're not smart. Blackberry brandy. This person suggests a Long Island tea. Friend of mine this summer when I was getting drinks goes, give me a Long Island tea, joking. I brought her a Long Island tea. Is the Long Island tea still commonplace? I feel like it's out. It's not there.
I would think it's probably still commonplace amongst the college kids and the college bars, right?
I would think so. I am reminded, though, there is one place in America where the Guinness is still tremendous. Only one place. O'Donovan's.
O'Dee's, of course.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one place. That is correct. I appreciate the update. from just a consumer of Guinness. It's always nice to have someone check in. A sipper of Five Rocks maple whiskey. They have a distillery in Brainerd. Chateau Lafayette Rothschild, 1798. That's kind of your go-to, isn't it, Dave?
I like the previous year, but, you know.
Yeah. Your big 1797?
Yeah, I mean, to each their own. If you like the 98, that's fine. I'm more of a 1797 guy.
I appreciate it. This is Team Quentin, 1919 root beer.
There you go.
They have great root beer. Plus, I'm in the tank because that's where Quinny works at the state fair and that whole team. Chocolate milk. Where does Dave Harrigan stand on chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
Yeah. Hot take, milk overrated. I cannot tell you the last time I poured a glass of milk for myself.
White chocolate doesn't matter. All overrated?
Might be decades. I certainly will use it the 7-8 times I have cereal a year or in recipes, but milk. Get out. Come on, cows. Be better.
I'm bringing in a jug of chocolate milk next week. We are going to tip a glass together.
I'd rather have that than the white milk. 2017 Silver Oak cap. La-di-da. The hippie speedball. Caffeine and THC. Schnapps. Diet Pepsi. All good.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.